And a very pleasant, good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM. KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg with you. Coach's Corner every Saturday is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Well, we're winding down the basketball season here, and we'll be joined by our boys basketball coaches in town. Dave Irwin will join us first after this upcoming commercial break to talk about Lamar's boys basketball team. Only one game on the schedule this past week for the Bulldog boys, and only one on the upcoming week as well before they open up postseason play in a little over a week on Monday the 21st. So, yeah, it'll be a little ways yet for the Bulldogs to get into postseason play, but we'll talk with Coach Irwin about how they're going to use this extended time now. They've kind of got a bit of a blessing now that they only have one regular season game in about 10 days. Well, it could be a blessing. It could be a curse. We'll see how the Bulldogs elect to use these this upcoming time. Lots of practices, lots of time to get ready for Sergeant Bluff Luton in the opening round of sub-state play. So we'll talk with Coach Irwin about that. And then we'll talk with Mike Langle. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball. His team's regular season concluded last night with a loss to South O'Brien. And then the Jays will turn around and get things rolling on Monday in district quarterfinal action. The Jays will host Lawton Bronson. And we'll have the coverage of that contest, of course, right here on KLEM. But we'll talk with Coach Langle all about his thoughts on what's going on with his team and what to do. They lost two games this week, so a tough way to end the regular season, but thankfully they are in the postseason and they can put that behind them and get into postseason play on a better note, hopefully. So Mike Langle will join us later on in the program. Dave Irwin will join us first to talk about their basketball teams here today. We take a look at scores from last night. Of course, it was a couple of postseason basketball games on the boys' side, some regular season finales. Girls' postseason basketball really kicks into high gear today. 2A and 3A regionals open up around the area, so that's something to look forward to if you're a girls' basketball fan. But last night in boys' basketball, play-in games in the two area 1A districts. In Class 1A District 1, River Valley dominated Whiting to a 53-17 defeat. River Valley will now take on Newell Fonda in the quarterfinal round of the district. In Class 1A District 2, Akron Westfield narrowly got by Siouxland Christian to keep the Westerner season alive, and Akron Westfield will now meet up with Remsen St. Mary's in the quarterfinal round on Monday. These were the regular season finales around the area. In Warrigal Conference play, South O'Brien beat Galen Catholic 53-45. The Jays end their season at 14-7. Gretchen-Jotaro Ruthven Ayrshire beat Harris Lake Park 62-57. Western Valley Conference play, Kingsley Pearson over MMCRU 51-50. And a very cool moment in that ball game as injured Royal Camden Steffen was able to get into the contest to start the game, and Kingsley Pearson allowed Steffen to score a basket here on this season. It's been a really tough school year for Steffen after his football injury that ended up causing strokes later on, and he still doesn't have all his feeling on the left side of his body, but he was able to use his right hand. He was able to get a score for MMCRU in the loss last night. So very cool moment, and props to everybody involved for making that happen. I'm sure if watching it on the video stream like I did was anything like being there in person, I'm not sure there was a whole lot of dry eyes in that gym. That was a very cool moment for Mr. Steffen and the Royal boys basketball team last night. And other scores, Missouri River Conference play, Sioux City East beat down on Crofton 84-34. Council Bluffs Lewis Central over Sergeant Bluff Luton 49-48. Those scores in boys basketball last night. Here's what's upcoming on our broadcasting schedule for you this week. It's jam-packed all the way, Monday through Friday, and a potential Saturday in there. Yeah, we'll be busy. Here we go. On Monday, to start things off, of course, Galen boys open up district quarterfinal play. They'll host Lawton Bronson. That'll be an 8 o'clock tip-off. The Tuesday, Galen girls will be heading to Storm Lake to take on Storm Lake St. Mary's. region quarterfinal play. That's a 7 o'clock tip. On Wednesday, we'll be in Humboldt. Lamar's will take on Humboldt on the girls' basketball side to open Class 4A Region 1 play. 7 o'clock tip off of that one. Then on Thursday, we will have a district semifinal. We hope it's the Galen boys, and they will take on either Storm Lake St. Mary's or Woodbury Central if Galen keeps on winning. And Friday, February 18th, we'll pick up a regional semifinal, I assume, on the girls' side. It may be Galen if they are able to get past Storm Lake St. Mary's, but we'll have to see kind of how the brackets play out. But MMCRU, Remsen St. Mary's would still be alive as well, so lots of possibilities once you get down to this end of the season. And if Lamar's beats Humboldt on Wednesday, then we will have the Bulldogs in action at Bishop Heelan on Saturday night in the regional semifinal. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off there. So potential for Monday through Saturday basketball right here on KLAM. Keeping you up to date on all the postseason happenings. But it's the Coach's Corner. We've got Dave Irwin. He'll join us in about a 90-second break or so. We'll get Coach Irwin on and talk about his Bulldog basketball team. That's coming up next here on the Coach's Corner on KLAM Radio.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we installed the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Get Branded 360 is now collecting items for the upcoming Mission Honduras trip with Galen Catholic. They're a drop-off location for your donations. They're asking for only new items, and a number of items that you can drop off include soap, shampoo, lotion, toothpaste, toothbrushes, children's chewable vitamins, prenatal vitamins, flip-flop sandals, lots of different items that you can drop off for the Mission Honduras trip at Get Branded 360.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We're back here on the Coach's Corner this Saturday morning, brought to you every Saturday by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. On the hot seat now, he's the head coach of Lamar's boys basketball. That's Coach Dave Irwin. His team, pretty lacking a week as far as games go. The Bulldogs only had one contest against Sioux City East, dropped that one to a very good Black Raiders squad, 70-53. Next week is just as sparse. They get South Sioux City on Monday before postseason play gets going the following Monday, the 21st. And Coach, well, with only one game to talk about, there's not a whole lot to get into. But, hey, this East High squad just kind of really flex their muscles against you on Tuesday night. And tell me about, how you guys went into that contest and what you guys were able to see out of your team against a very good East High squad.
Well, first of all, you're right. That East team, they've had teams with much better players over the years, but I am really impressed with how they play well together. I think that's a team, a perfect example of a team that just has great chemistry. They like each other, and I've been around this quite a while, and that's one of the better East teams that we've run across. But our guys, we needed this week and also next week just to kind of heal up. We'd been playing two or three games a week since the calendar turned, but we approached that game just simply with there was nothing on the line other than just going out and competing and doing the best we can. Everything we do right now is geared towards Sergeant Bluff in that first round of tournament. There was no conference title on the line or anything like that. And really, for the most part, I thought we played a really, really solid game. I don't think the final score was indicative of what type of game it actually was. I know it was a 5-point game with about 3.5-4 minutes to play, and you're right, they did kind of just flex their muscles, and we didn't finish the game the way I really would have liked, but again, it's a credit to them.
Yeah, it's a credit to them, and I would agree. The score got a little inflated when they were hitting threes, but that was also pretty indicative of how they were getting their points a lot of the night. I know you told me after the contest that they were getting their rebounds pretty well and then kicking it out and getting a good look at a 3-point shot. And that was really the main way they were able to kind of stop any momentum you guys were able to get and keep you down during the contest.
Yeah, you know, our goal going into that was just simply to keep them out of the middle. If we were going to get beat by the 3-point shot, that so be it. And obviously that's kind of what they did. But really the true story, I think, was just simply they just beat us up on the boards. We did not do a great job of just finishing the defensive possession. I can remember 2, 3, maybe even 4 times where they got an offensive rebound, kick out for a three, and now all of a sudden that's 9-12 points right there when we should have had the possession. So it's little things like that. And that's been kind of our focus in recent weeks, is just to understand how valuable every single possession is. When you look back at, let's just say that East game, you know, you get 9 or 12 points that they get, and that's opportunities you don't get. It can change the complexion of a game so quickly. We had the same thing, I know, down at Dakota Valley. We had the same thing against East the first time, where there was times we just didn't value the possession well enough, and good teams are going to make you pay for it.
Yeah, and I know a team, you know, coming up, say like a Sergeant Bluff Luton, I know they can have guys. I know they're down a little bit this year, comparatively speaking, but they do have guys that, you know, rebound well, and they like to take care of the basketball. And so that, you know, as you told me after the game, it was a really good precursor for getting you guys ready for tournament play coming up in a little over a week.
Yeah, and we're going to see, you know, a different type of team on Monday in South Sioux City. Mm-hmm. With a very, very aggressive, fast-paced, try to play with your hair on fire type of deal. So that'll be another good test for us, just to have different ways to play in our pocket, you know. But we look forward to, or we look ahead to, the Sergeant Bluff game. That's going to be a possessions game. It's going to be like first team to 50 wins. That's because they do not want the high scoring games. They're a perfect example of a young team, to where they can come out and they can compete with anybody on any given night. But they're also a team that sometimes plays to the level of their competition. And I think if you would have looked at the score early in the week when they went down to TJ and had to squeak one out by 4 points or 5 points, whatever that was, that's just a perfect example of a young team. And Coach Vanderskaff's a great coach, and I know that we'll see the better team when we play them in the tournament.
Absolutely. Dave Irwin's with us. He's the head coach of Lamar's boys basketball. You know, we're talking about looking ahead and looking back a little bit to that East High contest, and you know, I you know, watching them, they didn't ever really have a true post up back to the basket kind of big to kind of match up with Connor. They had a lot of size, but it was in a Brant Van Dyke who has the athleticism, and a B. Ray who has a ton of athleticism to go up against him. Is that something that it's good to expose Connor to when he's not always beating and banging down low, to have somebody with a lot of athleticism that he has to try and figure out how to shut down out there?
Yeah, you know, it's a horrible, horrible matchup for Connor. Mm-hmm. When teams are able to get Connor out on the perimeter, that's probably his biggest weakness, is to defend out on the perimeter. He's outstanding if he can stay and just protect the rim. So that's what good coaches are going to do. They're going to try to expose maybe some of the weaknesses that we have. And certainly if you go back to the first East game, that's exactly what they did to get themselves back into the game and ultimately win the game, is just exposed our weakness in defending all five guys out on the perimeter, which is tough for any team. But, you know, that hasn't necessarily been something that we've needed Connor to do over the years. And certainly it's concerning, but it's not from lack of effort by any means. It's just it's the type of defender he is and the type of defensive team we are.
Where do you sit with your team when it comes to, I know turnovers and some of these silly little mistakes have kind of been eating at you guys sometimes this year, and you guys only committed 8 turnovers. Obviously, you'd like any amount of turnovers to be lower, but 8 turnovers against an East High squad who plays outstanding defense is something that is still a pretty good mark, I would say, for you guys.
We'll take 8 turnovers in any game. You know, the one thing that this team has had a struggle with, and it's not necessarily the number of turnovers, it's when we're doing it. And you know, we've turned the basketball over late in games. Quite a few of those games we ended up winning still, but you know, I can look back where we gave a couple games away just because we didn't take care of the basketball in really crucial times. Go back to the first East game. We can go back to the Dakota Valley game. I mean, there was certainly a couple games right in there that turnovers late in the game and turnovers in critical situations have cost us. And, you know, we've talked a number of different times about just making plays down the stretch. And that's where it's kind of been our Achilles heel, is we haven't made enough plays against the really good teams down the stretch. And, you know, it's one of those things we talk about. It's one of those things we work on, but, at this point in the season, it kind of is what it is. And we've got to either correct it or live with it.
Dave Irwin, he's with us. He's the head coach of Lamar's boys basketball, talking about the, loss on Tuesday to East High. And that aspect that you're talking about there, Coach, just kind of really boils down to somebody, a lot of times anyway, it boils down to somebody just kind of taking ownership of the moment and going out and getting it for your team. And so is it kind of a mentality thing that you guys just need to kind of batten things down in the final 4 or 5 minutes, however much time it is, and just go out there and seal off the win late in crunch time?
I think a lot of it just has to do with just the focus at the end of the game. You're kind of, we never want to play to not lose. You always want to play to win. And I think we put ourselves in positions where maybe, for example, the first East game, we didn't think maybe we would be in that situation. And then when we were, it's like, oh my gosh, now how do we finish this off? And it was a hope rather than just go do. And it's certainly not, certainly not from a lack of trying. Mm-hmm. It's just a lack of being prepared to do it. And you know, it's something that we've worked on, and I do feel like we're getting better. And the nice part is not every game is coming down to that. We've been able to do some things, and I really think that we've made some plays that we've needed to make as of late.
So now this stretch here for you guys, like you've said, you know, once already here on the show, has kind of come at a good time. You get an opportunity to heal up. You get a time to still compete in before you take the floor in the postseason, and you get a time to rest your guys up. What do you hope, or what are you going to be looking for your guys to do to really truly take advantage of this upcoming week and weekend to get their entire bodies ready to play a postseason contest against Sergeant Bluff Luton?
Well, a lot of times, you know, this is kind of by design. You know, we've kind of had a mild winter, and we haven't had too many rescheduled games other than the Heelan game, but we leave these last couple weeks open, so, you know, we're not trying to pack them all in in a certain amount of time, you know. So it's worked out really, really well for us. And I really think with the time off, you know, it's going to be 6 days when we play Salsu, and then it'll be seven when we play Sergeant Bluff. And I think there's a certain level of hunger, especially when you've played 2-3 games a week for 2 months, and now all of a sudden you have something to really, really look forward to. You're hungry for that competition again, and then now throw a little bit of rest and health back on that. I think it's really going to benefit us.
Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I look ahead to this South Sioux team, and a team that's coached by a guy like Nelson Wilson is never any problem for any team that he plays. Totally kidding of that one, of course. Nelson does a great job at South Sioux, and he's done it with a lot of his other programs. I mean, tell me what kind of things you'll be expecting from a South Sioux team, and what do you hope to get out of a ball game like this? As we've been talking about you getting going with regular season in a week or a postseason in a week.
Well, with Nelly, his team's always play extremely hard. He likes to play fast. You know, you're going to see some running, some jumping, some pressing, and we're going to have to take care of the basketball. So, it's a very, very good test for us. Do I think we are a better team? Absolutely, I do. So it's one of those that I really feel like we should go in and if we play the way we are capable of playing, we should come out with a win. But it's going to provide us some different opportunities. They're going to play a little different way than most teams we see throughout the year. So it's really good for us, especially when you're coming up on postseason, just to have another level of experience under your belt, another way to play. You know, we can't take anything for granted. We got to come in and do what we do, play how we play, and if we do that, I feel comfortable with what the result can be.
And a team that presses and runs, you know, quickly on you and all that kind of stuff, that's got to, you know, be a good preparation. I know you don't want to look too far ahead, but I'm looking at that potential Humboldt matchup in the semifinal, and I've heard plenty of good things about a team like that who's top five in the state. I would imagine a team like South Sioux that wants to pick up the pace on you has to prepare you well for some of those later, higher-ranked teams that you may meet in the postseason.
Yeah, but one thing that experience has taught me over the years is you get into tournament play. We can go all the way back to 2015 when we were playing in the state tournament. Mm-hmm. Games are going to be a little bit more low scoring. It's going to be about the defensive side of things. It's going to be about the possessions that we talked about, which makes the South Sioux game even more valuable, because you're going to have way more possessions. You have way more opportunities to take care of the basketball, to see the level of improvement that we've had. And also it's going to test us in one of our weaknesses. And I really feel like one of our weaknesses is just simply getting back in transition. I think we've given up way too many easy buckets for the other team, where we haven't been a great offensive transition team. So it's kind of been a double-edged sword for us as far as the negative parts of what we're able to do, or in this case, not able to do very well. So that's been a big level of concentration, and certainly that's going to have a big impact in the pace of play once we get into tournament.
What do you do to, work on a transition game other than, I guess, running your guys up and down the court so many darn times? But what are the things you can do to try and improve your team when it comes to both your transition offense and your transition defense?
Well, the thing with the transition offense, we kind of are who we are right now. Mm-hmm. We're much better in the half court. I don't think we're going to see a huge level of improvement in our ability to transition on the offensive end. We do still work on it. We still do try it. But, after 20 games, I'm fairly confident in all the things that we've tried to improve at, and it hasn't really translated into a bunch of points for us. But the defensive transition is the thing that concerns me the most. And it's There's so many things that we do different, but it's all about recognition and understanding, stop ball, protect basket, point, talk, communicate, things like that.
Well, that's a good situation here upcoming for you again, South Sioux on Monday, Sergeant Bluff Luton opening round of the playoffs to follow that in a week. Before I let you go here, I know we had a great conversation on Saturday this past week talking about the great milestone you achieved, 299 career wins at Lamar's Community. I think the best part for me, and I know the best part for you as well, was seeing all your former players there. There were so many there to greet you after the contest. Just now that you've kind of had a week to digest that milestone win and really let it sink in, what kind of, is on your mind about that record-setting win?
Well, it was, I've probably said it 100 times. It was by far the most humbling experience that I've had as a coach, for sure. And so appreciative of the opportunity to be able to be here and do this for as long as I have, and to see the relationships that at least the former players and current players feel towards our program, my other coaches, it's just so humbling, and I'm extremely appreciative of everything that anybody who's ever supported our program, of what they've been able to do for us.
Well, and I know that that appreciation is definitely reciprocated by the community, and they love having you coach their kids, and hoping for another a great tournament run upcoming here for the Bulldogs. Coach, we always appreciate your time, and we'll see you coming up a week from on Monday for postseason play, all right?
Sounds great, Daniel. Thank you.
Absolutely. Dave Irwin, he's the head coach of Lamar's boys basketball here on the KLEM Coach's Corner. We'll take a break, and Mike Langle joins us after this commercial break. You're listening to the Coach's Corner live on KLEM Radio.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Foy Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Foy Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Foy Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Your station for news, weather, sports, music, and fun. 1410 AM, KLEM, 96.9 FM.
We're back here on the Coach's Corner this Saturday morning, brought to you every Saturday by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. We're joined now on the Coach's Corner by the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball. That's Coach Mike Langle. And it's been a tough week for the Jays, coming off a one-point loss on Monday, in which it was just a close contest all the way, and coming up a little short, and then a tough loss on last night against South O'Brien. The Jays finish out the regular season at 14-7. And 7-3 in Warrigal Conference play. And Coach, first of all, that West Sioux contest, that's a good squad. And man, down the stretch late, unable to put it away. Tell me, what were you able to get out of that contest and, you know, utilize and turn around and try and improve your team for the postseason?
Yeah, Daniel, I think the first three quarters, I thought we played really pretty good basketball. We were doing what we needed to do to beat West Sioux, and we knew that at halftime we had a little bit of a lead, and we knew at halftime that, you know, West Sioux is not going to let you keep that lead. They got some great athletes. They got a lot of good speed on the team, and we knew they'd come at us and make a run at us, and they did. And we kind of held even with them in the third quarter, you know. And then in the fourth quarter, we took a dip down. A little bit of our problem, what we've been having, is this was just the one or two or three couple minutes where we are mentally focused. Our panic kind of comes into effect when they hit a couple threes, and then we come back or something, or they hit a couple buckets, and we try to go back offensively and not being patient, maybe, and not maybe getting the best shot and try to catch right back up without, really working offense and getting a high-quality shot. We've been working a lot with possessions, you know, that they count, how much they count. And for just a split while there, we gave them a 6-point lead, I think, mm-hmm. in that fourth quarter. And didn't do what we needed to do in that segment of in that 2 or 3 minutes. We fought back, you know, we got it, and really the tail of the game really kind of was we start fouling and got them to the line, and they were missing shots. They gave us, mm-hmm. gave us a couple opportunities to come back and take a lead on them, and we just didn't do it. A very good job of boxing out on the free throws. I think they got 4 offensive boards on free throws. And so that made us foul them again and got up and they missed another shot. We just couldn't get that rebound pulled in. And, that really was the tail of the end of the game. I mean, if we could have just, you know, got a rebound and got down and then, you know, it could have went either way. We were only couple points down at that point in time, but we talked about that a lot in practice the last few days. We've been working on just being tough. I mean, you got to be a tough team or tough player in the Oriole Conference, or for most parts anywhere. I'm sure Lamar's community finds that out too. You got to have a certain degree of toughness, and that's one thing. Our team is just, you know, not quite the toughest team in the world. They have things that they do great, but they have things that they lack on, and that's probably one of the things. And that's really nothing. I mean, we just don't have a lot of big kids, so it isn't always their fault either. But it's just the toughness and mental toughness is what we keep working on.
Yeah, and I know that's a thing that you've always been talking about with your team this season. And yeah, I watched the last bit of that contest, and man, it was it was really tough to watch them go 0-for-2 from the free throw line, and then get a rebound or miss the front end of a 1-and-1 or whatever it was, and they end up out rebounding you by 15. So it was kind of a microcosm of the entire ball game there, Coach. Was it you talk about toughness? Was it anything else that you guys were doing wrong on the rebounding end of things that kept you from winning that battle on Monday night?
Well, obviously, rebounding is boxing out, we weren't doing a very good job of that. We work on that, and it just doesn't always happen. I think we think we can out-jump them or maybe and things like that, and quite frankly, it doesn't always happen. If you get a body back into them, then they can't jump or they can't get the ball if you're doing the proper job of boxing out, and it doesn't always happen, and a game like that, it exposed us really pretty good, and that's one of the reasons. And, for the most part through the course of the year, we've done a pretty good job of rebounding for the size we have, but it is we just got to get better at it all the time, and that's what it all boils down to.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing that jumps out, that West Sioux contest, boy, I haven't seen a turnover number like that, you know, that high for you guys in a while. What was it about West Sioux's defense that just kind of really made it tough for you guys to take care of the basketball and get things rolling for you guys on Monday night?
They're West Sioux's physicality. They were the first half, we didn't have much problem, and we took care of it. And I would say this team has been really, that's one of their things they do very well, is they hold their turnovers down to, you know, not very many, maybe 10 a game. And that's exactly what it is. It's 10 a game, mm-hmm. which isn't too bad. And but for some reason, that night we had a few more of them. And, you know, I'm not as concerned with the turnovers as I am. I mean, generally we do pretty well with that, but as far as that, but more of the rebounding part and the physicality to be able to step out and be ready for that kind of play. And because we got some teams coming up that are going to get after us, and we just got to keep getting ready for that.
Right. Absolutely. Rebounding, a major, major key to success down the stretch. We're talking with Mike Langle. He's the head coach of Galen Boys Basketball. That was Monday night, a tough loss against West Sioux. And then coming around to last night, I can probably imagine rebounding was a big key in this one as well, an 8-point victory for South O'Brien. I know we talked at length about their post player a couple weeks ago when you were up in Paulina to play them, and another win for South O'Brien. What did you see out of them last night that was really challenging to get around?
Well, last night, and it has been a problem, is our shooting percentages. You know, we shot 29% from the field last night, and it wasn't from being forced shots or anything. Jake, the West Sioux, or the South O'Brien guy, you know, he's 6'7", 6'8", in there, or 6'7", for sure, I would say. And he just, we like to get to the rim, and when he's standing there, and he doesn't leave that middle, and when he's standing there, it's just an obstacle to get around that, you know, he didn't get a lot of block shots. I'm not saying that, but he sure altered shots, and they went roll in for us, you know, that normally we get those shots to roll in, and it was just tough getting the ball inside, and we had a few threes, you know, but not enough to, well, you know, if we could have hit a couple more threes and pulled them out, you know, that surely would have helped some too. But just him and his presence in the middle and their defense is, they run a zone, of course. South O'Brien has always run a zone 2-3, and it's against the zone. It's a little harder to get that ball in there, but I thought we did pretty well. They ran a triangle and two on us, which really shut Carter down, and Keaton Bonderson, you know, ended up with 10. But they have the athletes to really do a nice triangle and two. They work hard on it. And but with all that being said, you know, we were right in that game till we had to start fouling right at the end and putting them on the line. And they, of course, they convert pretty well on the line. And with South O'Brien, they've always have done that. So I thought, you know, it wasn't a horrible game last night at all. I thought we played pretty well. We just, our shooting percentage at 29%, it's going to be tough to win games if we can't shoot a little better than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely jumps out at you right away. And talking about that, I mean, it's a quick turnaround for you guys to get ready for the postseason. But you know, are there things you can do to kind of boost confidence in a shot when it comes to this point in the season, or is it just kind of on the guys to get in the gym, get shots up, watch it go through the net, and gain confidence that way?
Well, you know, that's a $1 million question, Daniel. If you can figure that out, you'll be a Big Ten coach in no time. But, yeah, we're shooting right now. We have practices at Saturday mornings, and Saturday mornings are mainly spent shooting the basketball, just giving them confidence, get them to shoot. But it's different. You get through the reps, and we just got to bring that into the game. We shoot well in practice for the most part. And some practices we don't, you know, but we got to bring that into the game with some confidence. And I tell them that all the time. Just at halftime last night, I said, guys, we can't beat it in here all night. We can't get it inside with Jake in there. When that ball comes out, you got to shoot with confidence and knock some threes down or knock some 15-footers down, wherever it is, and just be confident with it. And it just didn't roll that way last night for the most part as far as getting them shots to drop.
We're chatting with Mike Langle. He's the head coach of Galen boys basketball. You know, you're probably not going to see South O'Brien again in your bracket anyway, unless they get past St. Mary's on the other side. But I can imagine you're going to face a post that's similar to you know, Jake and you know, some of those other posts you play in the Wargo Conference. So you know, as you prepare for that possibility, what are the messages and the lessons to someone like Ryan Augustine or Gabe Wilgin or even a Cameron Corbin, whoever may come in there down low, to try and you know, make sure they're well prepared and they can match up better down there with somebody who may have a couple inches of height on them?
Well, it kind of all starts a little bit out on the perimeter. We start running a little more zone, 2-3 zone, and with Dylan coming back, his quickness, he's back okay to play now. So, I mean, his quickness on the top and Keaton Bonnerson's and Connor Kraft's quickness on top and their ability to get things handled up there. And then that, if they can handle that, those two guys, well, then we got three guys down low to handle Jake. And I thought the guys did pretty good with him last night. He ended up with 20 points, but he's going to get his 20 point, 22 right, or 3 points, and he's going to get those. You know, I thought defensively last night we held him. We had him on 49 points till they start shooting some free throws at the end. But, you know, defensively we did all right. I mean, to hold him to that point count. It's just comes back to, and it's nothing with our offense. It just comes back to that shooting percentage last night, especially with the low shooting percent. We just, if we could make a few shots going down the stretch or a couple more here or there, you know, it just makes things there. You know, you don't have to be no genius to figure out if you're putting the ball in the hole, your defense plays better also. Mm-hmm. But I can't really complain last night. I thought defensively we stayed on top of things. And, yeah, they got some easy buckets here and there. You're not going to be perfect all the time. But, you know, we did a decent job playing defense on that big post player. And probably, quite frankly, that's probably what we're going to have to do going forward, is play a little more of that to help the players out, to can be able to double team a little easier on the big players in down low.
We're chatting with Mike Langle, head coach of Galen boys basketball. You know, you talk about a guy like Dylan Lehman, who's coming back, and who, you know, obviously Keaton and Carter and all your top scorers get a lot of the headlines because points make the news a lot. But a guy like Dylan Lehman, who may only get 2 points a night, but he's out there. He's you know, I feel like he's a direct link from you to the players, and he can be kind of a floor general out there for your guys. What does it do to have him back in the lineup and him back on the floor to the other four guys out there? What does it do for everybody's you know, confidence, their enthusiasm, and just new, you know, playing a better game of basketball?
Well, it's what we really need. Dylan does. He when he was hurt, he still tried to do what he could. you know, as being a captain and a senior, and he's the voice of the team. The kids all respect Dylan, and they listen, and he's a goer, and getting him back out on the floors, I think is gonna be paid a lot of dividends to us. Hopefully, going into the tournament now, with him out there, he runs things, and with him on top, and then Keaton Logan on the bottom, he's kind of the guy on the bottom that works, helps the bottom position. So we got two guys out there, you know, talking and encouraging and doing whatever they may have to do to defensively, especially is those two on the defensive end, are very important to the defensive end of the game as far as their leadership. Dylan's a great kid, and it's nice to have him back on the floor. He's gonna help us. There's no doubt about that.
And I know, especially when you were talking about that zone defense, it really does take leaders and it takes communicators to make sure everybody's on the same page, knowing, hey, you know, you got to pick him up on the zone, and I gotta rotate this way. That's got to be the most valuable part when you're running that zone defense, about the communication aspect and the leadership and just directing guys into the right spots, because I know that can really be the challenging part of running a zone.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two things that challenge me as a coach is the communication part, and then which we struggle with anyway. We just talked about it as a rebounding end. Now suddenly you're not guarding a guy, and the ball goes up. You got to find someone to box out. You know, he isn't standing right in front of you. So we work with those things in practice, you know, and getting boxed out. I thought last night we did a pretty good job with it. Gabe and Ryan work hard in there. Connor Kraft in that first half was offensive boards. He had a great first half. He got a couple three offensive boards and took it right back up over the top of Jake. He wasn't fearing him. Of course, that's Connor's personality. He was a little brother to Zach for a lot of years. So, but in the backyard, he learned how to shoot over a big guy, and that didn't bother him a bit. So those are the type of things I can see coming forward with Dylan and Connor and those guys, that they just really get down, get after. I thought Gabe Wilson played a nice game last night also. He battled hard in there for a young guy. You know, he's learning a lot. He makes a few sophomore mistakes, but he battled last night tooth and nail with Jake and running that center of that zone.
You know, the other thing about Connor playing down low and not being afraid to take it on the guy is, yeah, not only did he have to shoot it over Zach in the backyard, but he probably had to figure out how to take the punishment that he was going to get for trying to shoot it over Zach, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Zach's gone on and done a great job down at Iowa State. He's running track. He's a great athlete, and so is Connor. And he's been raised with him above him, and he's learned a lot from it as a young man on how to be competitive.
Mm-hmm. Well, now on tap for the Jays, Lawton Bronson. Of course, Galen will host the contest beforehand as well, which is Woodbury Central and Storm Lake St. Mary's. So a couple of great boys basketball games going on at Tim Dreckman Memorial Gym on Monday night. Coach, I know feels like forever ago you guys opened up the season with Lawton Bronson in Lawton, and you were able to come away with a big victory against the Eagles then. You know as well as I do that is not the same basketball team you're going to be seeing here on Monday night, 21 games or so removed from that contest. So what are you expecting? What are you preparing for to get ready for what could be a very good ball game on Monday night?
Yeah, I think basically today we're going to prepare our own team for the things we just talked about, you know, work on those things. We'll have a good idea about Lawton, you know, and talk about them a little bit. But it's just, to me, when you get into postseason, you do some more scouting and you break the other teams down harder, and then maybe you do in a regular season day in, day out game. So we'll get going with that. And just basically, though, you know, if we can shoot the ball well, like I said earlier, you know, that's going to take care of itself. So hopefully we'll get some shooting in today, get some confidence, and move on with that.
Is it this is the last question I got, but talking about postseason matchups and scouting, is it tough to not over scout, if you know what I mean, you know, over prepare and just kind of over inundate yourself with the information and plans that you end up confusing not only your team but yourself sometimes? Is it tough to do that?
Yeah, I think so. There's just a few things in scouting, you know, a team that are important to me, you know, their team speed, how fast they are, you know, who their go-to guys are, you know, how hard they rebound, you know, or do they transition well? Things like that are the biggest things, you know. You can break each player down, which we do a little bit, but we don't want to have to give them too much information. To me, it's again, give them an idea what's gonna be in front of them in that evening, and what they might do as trends as a basketball team, and give them that, and then quite frankly, they got to just step on the floor and be ready to play a basketball game, and that's pretty much it. You know, they just gotta do the things that we do better, and hopefully, you know, that's all you can do, and hopefully things fall your way, and you walk out of there, you play to win, and you get a win, and you move on. Otherwise, you're done. So that's kind of where we're at now, and I'm sure the kids will be focused and ready to go on Monday night.
Absolutely. You'll have them ready to go, and we're looking forward to that contest on Monday night. We'll have the coverage here on KLEM. Coach, we always appreciate talking to you about your team. Sounds like good things are ahead for you guys, and we wish you the best of luck on Monday. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. Mike Langle, he's the head coach of Galen Boys Basketball on the KLEM Coach's Corner. We're back to wrap up the hour after this on KLEM Radio.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or renovating, choose the professional that you've come to trust, O.H. Livermore Construction in Lamar's. O.H. Livermore Construction knows what you want and expect in your building and remodeling projects. So whatever your building needs are, from commercial to residential, remodeling to a complete renovation, contact O.H. Livermore Construction for a free estimate. That's O.H. Livermore Construction in Lamar's.
Perspective Insurance. Better together to provide you an even greater level of service and support to all of Northwest Iowa. From running a business or buying a home to adding another car, or maybe it's looking over your current farm policy to make sure you are fully protected. Whatever your insurance needs, call Perspective Insurance in Lamar's today at 546-7821 and make sure you are properly covered. Perspective Insurance in Lamar's, a new way to view insurance.
Is your house getting a little too small? Do you just need a change but you like your neighborhood? Let your hometown boys, Stratmeyer Home Improvement, upgrade your current home to meet your needs. Remodel a basement, add a new room, or beautify the exterior with new siding. Stay in your familiar surroundings and let Stratmeyer Home Improvement make the best of both worlds with a new look or new space for your home. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction is the perfect choice with over 30 years of service to the local area. Call Steve today at 546-4606. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction Center, your hometown boys.
Thanks for listening to 1410 AM 96.9 FM KLEM.
Back to wrap up the Coach's Corner here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Great conversations as always with Dave Irwin and Mike Langle. Again, the postseason for the Jays starts on Monday, home against Lawton Bronson. Get on out. Should be a pair of great ball games with Woodbury Central taking on Storm Lake St. Mary's to open things up at the Tim Dreckman Memorial Gym. And, of course, the winners of those two contests will meet up again on Thursday. So that's what you have to look forward to for the Jays. As for Lamar's, again, this is a great stretch for them. They get South Sioux on Monday, get that competitive edge, and then they get a week to rest it off before they take on Sergeant Bluff-Luton on the 21st. on Monday. Of course, our broadcast schedule, we've got the Galen boys on Monday. Galen girls are at Storm Lake St. Mary's for a 7 o'clock tip-off. The Galen boys, by the way, tip-off at 8 on Monday night. A bit of a different kind of schedule with the previous game going to be starting at 6:30. And then on Wednesday night, Lamar's girls are at Humboldt. We'll have the coverage 7 o'clock here on KLEM Radio. And Thursday night, if Galen wins, we'll have their coverage against either Storm Lake St. Mary's or Woodbury Central. That's the Galen boys. And Friday would be another regional contest, either the Galen girls if they move on, or we may pick up Remsen St. Mary's or MMCRU for that Friday night. And Saturday would be if the Lamar's girls beat Humboldt on Wednesday, they'll play Bishop Heelan Saturday night. But just keep it tuned to KLEM Radio. We'll let you know how things go and when we'll be on the air next. Hey, a special best of luck to our area district wrestlers today. They get things going in just a couple of hours. A number of Plymouth County wrestlers are involved in the district wrestling tournament here today. And best of luck to all of them as they look to punch a ticket to the state wrestling tournament this upcoming week. That'll do it for the Coach's Corner. Again, join us Monday night. We'll have basketball for you at 8 o'clock between the Jays and the Eagles. Live on KLEM Radio, this is the KLEM Coach's Corner. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Have yourself a great Saturday.